What might you call kind of a mixed breed dog?
Mongrel.
Okay. How about just kind of a worthless dog?
I can't say it.
Nah, don't worry about that. What might you call it?
I call him a shit eater.
pretty good description.
Yeah.
How about kind of a small and noisy dog?
Well, I just call him a little old mongrel of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody call him a feist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do dogs sometimes do to people?
Well, they'll bite them.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody say he was dog bit?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got dog bit here not too long ago.
Really?
That little devil of a thing I got here, we were playing, and that little fella, he hated that thing worse than anything in the world. Mm-hmm. He didn't intend to do what he done. Mm-hmm. He got my hand and he made it bleed pretty well right across there. Mm-hmm. Well, of all he tried to make some of every bit of it, he didn't intend to do that. Mm-hmm. He just happened to grab at my hand and got it with it, and was a little bit too rough. It bled pretty well. I just got up, went in the house, put some Campanique on there and sticking plaster on there, and it's all over with. But if he gets started playing with me now, I can say, watch them teeth. Boy,
back off.
It's all over with then, like quick, yeah.
Do you ever get, I've heard some people say they have problems with rabies or something, with dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell us something about them?
Well, yeah. If you ever get bit by a rabid dog, you better have something done then, because you'll be in the same shape the dog's in. Won't be many days either. 14 days, I believe they claim that it is. No, I was sitting in front of the garage here a while back. That little old dog, I hadn't had him shot this year. Big station wagon come driving in. He drove up there. He said, my name is Bozo Gonzalez. I said, yeah, Harry, I know who you are, Daniel Hyde. He's a second cousin of mine, but he's a veterinarian. And Bay's Animal Shop out on 92, west of town. He said, well, Elmer, I saw you sitting out here and I hadn't seen you in a long time. He was my veterinarian all the time that I had that ranch down there, and he's a good one. I said, Harry, I'm awful glad to see you. I've been thinking about taking that thing up there. Of course, that little dog was all around him. He's petting him. Mm-hmm. Most veterinarians like dogs, you know. So he was petting him there. I said, I was going to bring him up there in 2 days and have him shot. He said, what's the matter with him right now? I said, lay him up on that fender there. So I picked him up, laid him up there, and he just went to the back of his buggy there and come back with his needle in his hand, you know, and he landed it to him. He's all right, he's good for a year now. And I'll send you the tag, though. I said, yeah, I want the tag. So they pick him up in the country. They haven't got it. If you come by, they'll get it. And there ought to be a lot more of it done than there is. But I was reading an article the other day where it said in Hillsborough County, I believe it was a dog there, the 2 feet. How many dogs are there? Yeah. And so it wasn't but a few days, and I got the mail one day, and the tag was in.
Pretty good service.